lost her way today.
Oh, her way. That's her way.
This is Dr. D'Souza dictating on David Dooley. D-O-O-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 9/12/1952. Date of visit 11/14/23. Please make a copy for Dr. Roy Hinman, Island Doctors, M.D. Roy Hinman, M.D., Island Doctors. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 71-year-old male with a past history of COPD. Has been experiencing shortness of breath and trouble taking deep breaths. Also had a recent cardiac evaluation done. Period. The patient had PFTs done. In December of last year, which showed severe obstructive disease, period. He also went for a chest CT on September 5, 2023, which showed linear scarring in the right upper lobe, as well as tiny nodules measuring up to 6 millimeters and a 4 millimeter nodule in the left lower lobe area, and coronary minimal coronary artery calcifications. And a follow-up CT was suggested. The patient denies the recent weight loss. He has a cough, he has mild wheezing, and he has a history of smoking for over 40 years, and also smoked marijuana most of his life, and presently trying to cut back. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of amputated right second toe and right knee replacement surgery. He also has a history of degenerative arthritis, history of lumbar disc fusion and neck surgery, and history for restless leg syndrome. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 42 years, smoked marijuana for more than 30 years, and he's trying to cut back. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph, family history. His father died of dementia, mother died of ovarian cancer. Next, can you please add in the past history? The patient also has a history of diabetes mellitus for over 35 years and history of hypertension. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has wheezing and cough, shortness of breath. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. He has arm pain and palpitations and no leg swelling. He has depression and anxiety, and he has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has fatigue and denies recent weight loss. He denies cataracts or glaucoma, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Lantus insulin 20 units daily, and Spiriva 2 puffs daily. Celestazole 50 milligrams BID, Unifil 200 milligrams daily, Clonidine 0.1 milligram as needed, Trazodone 50 milligrams HS, Ezetimibe 10 milligrams a day, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, Propranolol 10 milligrams BID, Lamotrigine 25 milligrams daily, Sertraline 100 milligrams daily, and Gabapentin 600 milligrams QID, Mirapex 0.25 milligrams HS. Then expired physical exam. This elderly, thinly built white male, alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 975, weight is 156, saturation 97. HENT anomphalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the vasus with vasus scattered bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, so known as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis number 2 is history of diabetes mellitus number 3 is hypertension number 4 is chronic back pain number 5 is depression and anxiety. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest CT in 4 months to evaluate the lung nodules, and he was also advised to continue with the Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms 1 puff daily and use a nebulizer with albuterol solution Q6 hours PRN, and for an exacerbation of COPD he will be given a Zithromax, given Zithromax 500 milligrams daily times 3 days, and a prednisone dose pack 5 milligrams. CBC complete metabolic profile to be done. Was counseled about quitting cigarette and marijuana smoking, and use a nicotine patch. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 2 months. Can you please add in the final diagnosis lung nodules, multiple lung nodules, multiple. Follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Roy Hinman, H-I-N-M-A-N, Roy Hinman. MD.